We've got you down to Sioux Falls. You've finished the school on cosmetology. Then what happened?
Well, I came back here. See, I had been to Huron College for two years, and I thought I was going down to Blossom, Alabama to teach, but I found out through some knowledgeable people that it really wasn't for me. I knew nothing about the South. I would have been in a rural school. Most of my students would have been bigger than I and rougher than, and they advised me not to go down. That's why I chose cosmetology, thinking I could do that and then go back and get my degree. But I never did. Well, anyway, I worked for Mrs. Roselle for three years, and then her health failed.
Here in Huron.
Yes, here in Huron. Her health failed, but she thought an awful lot of me. And she taught me things that were not in books. How to handle people and the dignity that you, and, well, things that just aren't in books. Well, when she passed, they found a will, and she had left me her little shop. Now, this sounds wonderful, and it was, but there wasn't much there. But it was a springboard for me to start.
It was a start.
It was a start. And that's how I stayed. It was in the Masonic Temple, and I had nothing to start with, only makeshift. But the people that were in that building were very kind to me, a McClaskey and Dr. Horton and the Cuans and all people that had been there. And they said, go ahead, we'll go along with your program. And they did for a long time. And in about 6-8 months, my clientele built up. And at one, and before I left there, I had 6 operators at one time.
Wow.
Very, very fine. And stayed in that business for about almost 48 years.